Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we have a great show today with some gentlemen. Timing is just absolutely perfect. These fellows are veterans. They are part of the Wild Horse program, where Patty Gruber is the program director. We have with us today George Canelli, Bob Dorn, and Charlie Morgan, all veterans, and are going to tell us a little bit about what they're doing, what's going on. Gentlemen, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you very much.
So, what's happening, guys? What's going on?
Well, let's start with, I'm a Vietnam vet and was over there in 1969, got out in 1970. And we belong to the American Legion Post in Crystal Lake, Post 171. And the American Legion's number one focus right now is how do we mitigate the suicide issue within the military veterans community and also first responders. And so they have a national program called Be the One. And Be the One is really an awareness program and also a call to action. So the Be the One stands for Be the One to ask a question for your fellow veteran. If you see they're struggling in whatever format that you see that in, ask them about it. And then be the one to listen, which is the most difficult part for me because you have a tendency that you want to solve the problem.
Right.
Actually, part of the solution is to listen. So listen. And then lastly, be the one to be a navigator and point that individual to help, like Operation Wild Horse or like Rosecrans or like Brush Hospital in the program. So we've spent all our time now in the past 2 years developing a program to do just that. Right now, we're on a mission to reach every major sporting venue in the Chicagoland area to work with professional and minor league teams to allow them or having them allow us give a part of their concourse to pass out literature and talk to people about the suicide mitigation program. And obviously on the radio, you can't see we have these yellow cord bracelets that we wear. So we hand that out since yellow is the color for suicide awareness in the program. So we've gone to the Chicago Wolves, we're going to the King County Cougars, and we've got several other connections with the other programs, and we talked to a lot of different service organizations. Like tomorrow afternoon, I'm talking to the Lions Club in Woodstock. We've talked to the Lions Club in Crystal Lake and several other ones in the program to initiate revenue to build some special programs, and I can touch on a little later. So, Charlie, maybe you can kind of talk about what our relationship is with Operation Wild Horse.
Well, let me interject one thing here. You should also get a hold of the Chicago Dogs because they do an awful lot for veterans and they do an awful lot for charities. And another fact that most people don't realize is that veterans at a rate of about 5,300 per year are committing suicide, which is really a terrible, terrible figure.
Well, one is too many. And we've been getting a lot of different figures. I mean, it's an up and down issue. We're hearing, that the most common number that we hear is 22 a day. We've also heard it could be as high as 44 a day or as low as 17 a day. But as I said before, one is way too many. So yeah, we're eager to work with anybody in any form that we can to try to mitigate that problem. But as far as working with Operation Wild Horse, we, about 2 years ago, we had a group, after Bob and I were talking about it with our members, that about having an event called Vet Fan Families and Blue Families. And what it was we went and we reached out to as many organizations that help veterans and Blue Families and bring them together. And we actually found out that of these 40 that we had, a lot of them didn't know each other. They didn't know the others existed. So it was really pretty good. And we met Patty and, with the therapy horses. And I actually was able to work with her on one of the horses. And it was just an amazing thing that you take a Mustang that is in the wild, they're captured, they're put into these pens, and they have a lot of issues very similar, believe it or not, to that of a veteran, when a veteran comes home. And when you put the two together, and there's a magical thing happens, and they connect, and the veteran is able to explain themselves, really, to this horse, and the horse listens. When I was there, I mean, you could just sense it. You know, if you could walk in with the horse and you have a bad day and you're just, you know, down or you're angry or whatever, the horse senses it and it wants nothing to do with you. But you go in there and you are relaxed and you're happy and that horse will come over and nuzzle with you. And it's just an amazing thing. So like I said, we worked with Patty on this stuff, and she has just been a terrific supporter for us. Anything pretty much we need or want, we can get through Operation Wild Horse.
Well, I have to say that our station here, 101.5 FM, which is the Huntley Community Radio Station, is really proud to have you gentlemen here, because everyone in this room, including our station manager and myself, we're all veterans, and we appreciate what you're saying and hope that this message gets out to folks to increase support for what you're trying to do. Bob, what are some of the things that you've experienced at Wild Horse?
Yeah, for Wild Horse, we first met Patty at this event. And matter of fact, the story that you saw in American Legion National Magazine was due to that event. We had the Deputy Director of Communications from the National Organization out of Indianapolis came up and interviewed Patty, and George was there and talked about the whole story of how the Mustangs are being used to help help veterans that are struggling with PTSD. It could be numerous things, but it's somehow we have to get that veteran help to get to the point where he can kind of manage that PTSD program, and George can give you the actual ins and outs. But one other thing I wanted to mention with the numbers, when we first got started, my assumption was the VA had it handled, and that is not the case. One, they don't have the capacity, and they finally recognize that the community has got to be part of this, community being people like Patty in the program. But I was talking to the suicide contact person from Hines Hospital in Maywood, saying, you know that 22 number that you talk about? He said, out of the 22, only 6 belong to the VA system, and out of the 6, only 3 belong to the mental health system. So that means 70% of the veterans are hanging in the wind out there to get help. And as Charlie just mentioned, a lot of the outside community vendors didn't know each other. So if they don't know each other, how does a veteran find out? So that's why we want to be an aggregator to get as many individuals that can help veterans together. Obviously, the Operation Wild Horse is one of them, but it's the vets, and there's Veterans Path to Hope in Crystal Lake, and there's the Rush Hospital, and there's Rosecrans, all together, so we can make it a place where people can go. And it's the family that we're trying to reach. Unfortunately, a lot of veterans won't admit there's an issue, but the family knows exactly there's an issue and how do they get help? How do they find out where to go? So we're developing this program. Matter of fact, in September, we're teaming up with the Johnny Appleseed Festival in Crystal Lake, where there's around 8,000 or 9,000 families come to that event. We're going to put up a 20-by-60 tent. They have all these resources in the tent so the family can go through. And if they know somebody, whether it's their family, daughter, grandfather, whoever it happens to be, they can find the resources to have their son or daughter go to the program. And I mentioned daughter because there's some studies for female veterans. If when you compare a female veteran, their job function to a civilian, the female soldier has a 250% greater chance of taking their own life. When I read that stat, I almost fell off my chair. I said, that is just insane, and we have to do part of it. So we're working very diligently to start women organizations. We've just started one with an organization down in Charleston, South Carolina, called She's the Veteran, and it's a lady who is I think she was an E5 in Iraq, a medical corps person, and her husband is not a veteran. So whenever they would go to a restaurant or a store, they would approach him as the veteran, and he said, no, she's the veteran. She says, you know, I'm going to start my own organization. So that's what she does. So we had a kickoff about 2 weeks ago. It's all women, run by women, and they develop what they call mental health events. Mental health events could be horseback. It could be yoga. It could be archery. It could be anything to get women together to talk to each other without men around at all. You know, unfortunately, as far as the American Legion is concerned, you know, we obviously, our mission is to help veterans, to include female veterans. However, we are so male-centric, we have a hard time relating to women. So we're joining forces with them to have this all-women's organization where the men are not around and they can talk openly in the program.
Bob, the event you spoke about, when is that taking place?
The Johnny Appleseed function is going to be September 30th in downtown Crystal Lake.
Okay, and you're right. You think about veterans as being males all the time, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of women out there that are also veterans that need help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like Bob mentioned, that 250 times greater. I mean, that's, that would, I mean, why would I even, if I had a daughter, why would I even want my daughter to go in the military if with those kind of statistics? You know, they, you know, and if you approach a female on a street, you know, and because they don't, it's not unlike a man, you know, we wear our service on ourselves, whether it's a hat that says, you know, U.S. Marines or Navy or whatever, or a little pin on ourselves. You won't find that very often on a female. But if you all go up to a female and say, hey, are you a veteran? Nine times out of 10, they're going to say, nah, we're not. Did you ever serve? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I served. So it's the way you approach it. And like I said, a lot of these women have suffered in the military, whether it was sexual trauma or whatever, you know, or just the male dominance. And so they don't feel that it's safe for them to be around, you know, in a male organization. And that's why, you know, we decided that this is what we want to do. We need to help them. And the best way to help them is give them their own organization. We'll be in the background, but we'll help support them, but it's all theirs.
We're going to pause for a minute to remind everybody that you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, WHRULP. We are talking to gentlemen who are veterans giving us their stories about Wild Horse and things they're doing. And I want to pick up where we left off, Charlie. That's with the female veterans, that organization for them. How is it in its infancy? Is it, how old is it?
Well, the one that we started here, it's definitely of its infancy. It we just pretty much kicked off about 2 weeks ago, I believe, Bob.
Correct.
We had a great start. We up in McHenry at the Vixen Theater, there was a group called Femmes of Rock, and it was four women. Three play electric violins, and the other one plays an electric cello. And we teamed up with an organization. Forgot what his Russ, and he knew the head leader of this group, and we talked to her, and we were able to get have the veterans come in. They were identified. We had like pink sweatshirts and that. Identified them as a veteran, and they were introduced in the beginning of their number, and part of it they told people to, you know, hey, to stand up, and the crowd just went wild. It was just amazing. I mean, it choked most of us up. I mean, it was just, you know, because they never received that. You know, it was like us, right. You know, when we got back from Vietnam. You know, I mean, we're kind of ostracized,
right?
And to be accepted now, it means a lot, and it means a lot to these women veterans.
And it's also reaching out to the family to have the family members convince that vet to participate and join these organizations. You know, get them out of the house, get them to go and join up to see what's going on. And I think that's going to open doors for them, which is what you need. You need those doors opened up so you can kind of expressing yourself and meeting other people and doing things. And I think it's going to help psychologically. It's got to be tremendous.
Yeah. The hardest thing right now that we're experiencing, and I think it's all, you know, veteran organizations, is to try to get the younger veteran to participate. You know, most people, when they think of the American Legion, and I'll mention us, you know, they think of it's just a bunch of old guys sitting around a bar wearing funny hats. You know, talking war stories. I mean, let's face it, that's what people really think.
Sure.
And we're trying to break that image. You know, we're saying, no, you know, we're here. I mean, we even have a kind of off the cuff type of a group that we meet on a Friday at a coffee shop, and we sit around and it's just very relaxing. You know, We don't talk about anything in general, and it's just camaraderie, and that's what veterans need. You know, they just need that.
Yeah, it's funny. People ask me, "Well, what do you guys do on Friday morning?" I said, "It's real easy. You tell lies, and you solve world problems. Every week you have different lies, different world problems. So it's just basically being able to talk to other vets. So we invite anybody who wants to just have an opportunity to talk to other vets. We doors wide open for them in Crystal.
So if they want to talk to you, Bob or Charlie or whoever, how do they go about doing that?
Well, if you go out on our website, it's Legion Crystal Lake 171. There's some contact information in there that they can send us an email, and then we'll respond back to them. That's the easiest way to do it along the way.
Do you want to give that to them one more time, Bob?
So it's Legion Crystal Lake 171.org. That's the website for our post 171.
Okay, great. And then from there, they get in touch with you, and you can kind of lead them into doing different things or, you know, get them out of that rut or get them out of the house or whatever.
Right. And I promise you, we're not going to strong arm you to join the Legion or any other organization. It's just a camaraderie, a bunch of veterans just to sit around and just relax, have a cup of coffee and just talk.
So you can call them, make a phone call to them and say, come on out because we want to tell a lot of stories, a lot of lies.
Yep.
And we want to shoot the breeze and make up stories and whatever and have a good time.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. In the meantime, have you folks done a lot of work with Wild Horse and work with Wild Horse with Patty?
Well, Patty she runs the show, so we're basically there to support her, to let other veterans know where to go, and that's obviously how we met George is through that. And I think he can give you a better idea of what his experiences were or are. And how they helped him get out of the dark spot that he was in the program. So I think he can give you more details and we can, we're aware of him, but all the, how it actually works, he could probably fill in the blanks for you.
George, being a Vietnam veteran and participating in Wild Horse, you want to tell us a little bit what you're doing, what's going on and how it's helping you?
Oh, it has done fantastic for my personal life and my relationship at home. Just to give you a couple of instances, a year or so ago, I was not in a very good place at all. And I just made a comment to one of the young ladies that works there. It was a text, in fact. And I bet it wasn't a half an hour later that Jimmy Welch stopped what he was doing at work. And we talked for over an hour and helped me get my head straight. I've been in counseling for, more years than I want to say. But I still get in those rough spots like every veteran does. And I can so relate to what the other guys were saying. There's so many guys that are in that really bad place and don't have a gosh darn, any resources to go to. And they totally deny it. And another instance, we had a walk for veterans, the 22 veterans, and a young man came there that was in such a dark place, and he confided in me a few weeks later that had he not gone on that walk, he wouldn't have been around.
That's truly sad. I think especially the Vietnam veterans, when they came back, they were totally ignored and it's like you're the bad guys. But no matter who you are, no matter what war you've been in, what action, of course, they don't call it a war, they call it a police action or whatever, but no matter who, if you're a veteran, then you deserve to be treated like a veteran. You deserve to have the support that you need as a veteran and not be just, shunned like you're nobody. So I think what you're talking about, George, and how it's helped you and how the horses have helped you and what you've done at Wild Horse, there has to be more of that because the things that you endure, you can't handle it by yourself. You need help. And I hope that we can get other veterans that listening to this show will come out and ask for help, whether it be Wild Horse or what Bob and Charlie have talked about, to get that help that you need so we can get you back on track.
Operation Wild Horse is a family. One of my good friends, Marty Lenzen, doesn't have any family out here, and he had to have both his knees operated on, and Patty Gruber took off from what she has to do to take him in there on Tuesday, picked him up on Wednesday, and he had a setback. She took him in there today. That's why she's not here.
Right. Patty was supposed to be on the show. She's the director of Wild Horse, and she's accompanying a vet who's in need. But that's the commitment that Wild Horse has to veterans, not only Patty, but even Jim, her partner, in helping other veterans out. Have you worked with the horses?
Oh, yeah. I've had a horse since I was 9 years old, and I drove by Operation Wild Horse. I live in Marengo, so I drove by Operation Wild Horse for 5 years, probably going to the Seabock in McHenry. And one day the nurse says, "But you know, why you drive right by a place where they help veterans with horses?" Like, duh. I thought it was just this stable that comes and goes. And I stopped in on my way home, and Patty welcomed me with open arms.
I have a quick question for you, George. Okay, you're not taking advantage of Charlie's horse, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, as long as you're sharing, that's the main thing.
We all have one that we adore. Yes, yeah.
And which one do you adore, George?
Socks. Yeah, she's been laid up for a while, but so have I since November, so it's worked out well. But he is so right about the attitude. Man, if I come there all bent out of shape, she don't want to have nothing to do with me. And by the time we get done riding, you know, she'll put her muzzle on your shoulder, and they connect with you big time. I've ridden domestic horses all my life, but there is no comparison to a Mustang. They are total different personality. They know how to survive, and that we can all relate to that scenario.
That's the wild characteristic of a Mustang. That's in their blood. And Charlie, what's your favorite horse?
I don't have one. I haven't, you know, I don't, unfortunately, I've been just so busy. I just haven't actually got to the stable to work with one. But they're all great.
That's good.
They really are.
Does George kind of throw it up to you that he's got his own horse and kind of harass you a little bit?
Of course. I'm very jealous.
That's what we do. And I would like to, he was talking about, you know, when you're there and you're in a bad mood, a lot of times before we ride, my friend Marty and another guy, Jack, we all ride on Wednesdays when we're healthy, and we'll sit and just jab each other. You would think we were worst enemies when we walked in the door, but we jab each other and we laugh and we calm ourselves down. And we pick on each other while we're out there riding and stuff. It's just, I can't put it, I wish I was a scholar so I could put it into better terms. But like now, when I haven't been able to ride, whenever I'm over at McHenry, I stop into OWH so Marty can bust my buns and I can visit with everybody.
Sure.
Do you guys also help out when a new veteran comes to Wild Horse to try and get them acclimated?
Oh, yes, sir. We sure do. Yeah. Somebody, you know, one of us can relate to their branch of service, or maybe we might see something. They might be having problems. We'll just sit and talk with them for a while. Oh, yeah, we connect with them right away. Nobody comes and is not acknowledged, that's for sure.
Well, as we get closer to wrapping up the show here, gentlemen, I want to have each of you say a little something that you want to kind of close with. Charlie, you want to start with that you want to offer to everybody?
Well, I just want to say that you know, if you're a veteran out there or a veteran family that's out there and a significant other that is in distress, you know, look for help. There's help out there. You know, don't follow that stigma that, oh, you know, I'm mentally ill, or I'm crazy or whatever. It's not that. You know, everybody has some issues. Everybody has some problems. And there's somebody out there that can relate to you and get the help that you need, you know, even if it means talking to a horse, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. You know, I highly stress, I can't stress it enough, I should say, that you know, stop by Operation Wild Horse. Get involved, you know, come to the Legion. I'm not asking you to join me. I'm asking you to come sit down for a cup of coffee. Let's
let's just relax. If you don't want to talk right away, that's okay. You can just sit there, you know, listen to the rest of us. If you want to pipe in with something, go ahead. There's no wrong answer. There's nothing you could say that's going to shock us. You know, granted, you know, I may not have been in the military during your era of time, but we were all in the military. We understand. So please, you know, come out there and meet with us.
That sounds great. I hope that people that are listening will kind of pass it along to those that they know who are service members that are in need of help and get the word out to them so they can be a part of this whole thing that you're doing to help veterans out. That's pretty awesome. I want to just thank Patty Gruber, who's the program director for Operation Wild Horse, for allowing these gentlemen to come here today, George Kennelly, Bob Dorn, and Charlie Morgan, all veterans. I want to thank you so much for your time and for the efforts you're putting in to help others. Folks, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. You can go to huntleyradio.com and contact us for more information, or go to aroundtown@huntleyradio.org if you have any other questions. And in the meantime, thank you so much, and remember to support the veterans. Thank you so much. Have a great day.